Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
And greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Hey, this is one of those moments where, have you ever been in a place where you've waited so long to meet someone and wanted to have an opportunity to talk with them? This is one of those moments. Head coach Sai Kalama started paddling at age 9 at Kaioni Canoe Club for his uncle Stu and Auntie Shirley Kalama. He won his first gold medal at age 14. He's paddled with Kailua Hawaiian Civic Club, Lanikai Canoe Club, and in 1979, he paddled his first Molokai Channel with Lanikai. As coach of Kailua Canoe Club's Novice B Men, they won the state championships in 1999 and was runner-up in 2000. The acclaim of progress and growth, starting at an early age, is part of the journey of a man of God whom God has used to influence many lives with a canoe and a paddle in his hands. And yet, through it all, he has learned what it means to give way to one who will steer his life, namely Jesus Christ. That's why we have the Good Life Radio Show. Because, hey, look, we all need direction. We all need a steering and guidance in the midst of life's currents and ups and downs. Sai Kalama has learned what it means to know the love of Jesus, who loves you so much, you, dear friend. He died on the cross for your sins, as he's done for us. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, Jesus himself, calls you, dear one, to himself. And so today we ask, would you open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you surrender your life to him and follow him and let him be the steersman of your life? In 2000, Coach Sai Kalama was asked to start New Hope Canoe Club with 5 others. He's been coaching at NHCC since then and was part of the first channel crossing for the men and women. He's married to Melita Miller Kalama. They have 7 children, 20 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Sai, welcome to our show.
Aloha.
Where did you grow up?
Kailua, on the windward side, just between those of you that know where Buzz's Steakhouse is. There's a bridge there, and we move 5 times between the bridge and the corner, not going into Lanikai, but just that straightaway, and grew up right there between the river, the golf course, and the beach.
As you say that, there are people who are listening who know that they're engaged. They know exactly what you're talking about. What was it like growing up in a place like Kailua, but in a proximity that was so enclosed, as you described?
Kailua was so different at that time, and being one of 11 children, and our mother so loving God so much. Our dad always knew that God was her first love, and she instilled that in us. Every night we'd pray and say the rosary around our parents' bed. But our dad also felt that if we moved past the bridge towards Kailua Town at that time, which is so changed, that we'd be corrupted by the city. Mm. And if we went into Lanikai, where the rich people lived, then we'd be corrupted by the rich people. So he felt safe to be humble right in that stretch of land where a lot of poor people are maybe not so rich in money, because there were Filipino camps and there were people just making ends meet, living off the ocean and farming. So it kept us humble. Our father was a great dad who invented, and he was so good at, we could have been rich in money with the talents and skills that he was blessed with. And my mama, our mama being a kumuhula, she had taught so many students. But he wanted to keep us humble and meek and yet strong. Mm-hmm. And that was our life, caring for one another. And so there's so much aloha within our family. And their legacy carries through. So we're all involved in some way of serving other people with in the spirit of aloha.
Now, you mentioned 11 children.
Yeah. I'm number third child, second son, 6 boys, 5 girls. It was boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, boy, girl. So at 11, I think my dad mentioned he wanted 18 children. And mama told him, sorry, Charlie, at 11, the machine broke. She couldn't have any more. So he started taking in children from the neighborhood. And we always had a bunch of children in our one-bedroom house. My dad would, mom and dad would be in the living room on the big bed with the newest child. And as soon as a new baby came, you're out. But dad would, he built triple deckers for the boys and in that one room, mm-hmm. and big bed for the girls. So we're all together in that one bedroom till we moved up, you know. And we got a little two-story behind Buzz's Steakhouse, and that was our biggest house. Mm-hmm. So we felt rich, you know. Their rents were not that high at that time.
What do you remember your father? Things that he would say, you know, phrases that dad would say often.
Well, he was a jack of all trades and a master of many and an inventor.
Master of many.
And he never said, I can't, in our house. That was swearing.
Oh.
You can. And he would say all things are possible. Mm. He never said, I never remember him saying all things are possible with God. But he knew scripture. But he would kalama phrase it. You know, he'd speak so simple, but there was, now that I study scripture, I could see he was using God's word to teach us in his own way. Mm-hmm. He spelt that way, he wrote that way, and he spoke that way, real simple. But then he would have his own parables, you know, or metaphors.
What are one of his famous stories that you remember?
Oh, there's so many. But if you're going to go, go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waver.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Commit.
Just go. Do it. Either do it or don't do it. You're either in or you're out. Mm-hmm. So when I look at, you know, God says, don't be lukewarm for me. Be hot or cold. So that's one that I remember. He would, either you're going or you're not going. Make a decision, you know.
How about Mama?
Oh, Mama always prayed. She's always praying and always always concerned for each one of us. She's just, but so loving. Firm, but so loving. And she put up, our dad was so kolohe. So many stories. And but he did... He did things his way, you know, and he always knew that no matter what, his children would be okay with Mama praying, as kolohe as he got, and as many times as he left to go to work. I mean, he was down under a lot, Kwajalein, Johnson Island, Wake Island. He always knew that we would be okay. So I believe he was praying too in his own way, mm-hmm. in his own time. He wasn't very demonstrative. I don't ever remember him saying the words, I love you. And but he would show it. I mean, he would show it in so many ways. But sometimes you just want to hear those words.
Yes.
So we make it a point to say it to each other and to say it to our children because it's important to say. But he showed in so many ways how much he loved us and cared for us. So when he did leave, when God did take him home, it was so neat because we would drop off our babies to Mama and him. And that morning, she had walked to church. She walked to St. Anthony's Parish, about a 2-mile walk. every morning, and then she'd come home. So he would have the babies. And this morning, our sister Shalani came in, and Charnay ran in the house. The others were there, the babies. Okay, Daddy, I'm leaving. No answer. No answer. So she came in, and he was peacefully asleep, as if he was still sleeping, real calm on his face, real nice, peaceful sleep. And she realized that he had left. 2 days before that, he let me know. I never heard the words, I love you. And 2 days before that, we're at another funeral for my auntie, our auntie. And he says, boy, let's go for a ride. I says, where are we going? He says, just go for a ride. Go tell your mama we can take a ride. So we went, I took him for a ride, and he went and stopped at all these different places to say hello, say hi. I had stopped drinking. My dad liked to drink, too. Every now and then he'd say, oh, buy me a beer. I said, no, I don't drink anymore. I'm not buying you a drink. But anyway, we went and visited, and he said, okay, take me home now. So it was about a three-and-a-half-hour drive, all the different parts of the island. So we come home, and he looked into the... I'm just sitting there with the... He gets out of the car. He looks into the window, and he says, so, and this is 1990, so you're going to be a counselor. I said, yeah, I got the job. Yeah. He says, remember, you listen. Listen more than you talk. You like to talk. To Portuguese, man. But you listen, because underneath all that opala that they have, the answer is there. Let them get the opala out, and the answer will come.
A father leaves a son with the treasures of wisdom. A ride in a car, visiting places of nostalgia, and a parting word. A parting word that Sai looked back, he says, Dad had prepared a moment for me. And the wisdom that was shared, that was invested, today continues to bear much, much fruit. Much fruit indeed. When you have those moments, when I have those moments, us, when we have those moments, we don't often reflect and realize the preciousness of the gift that God is giving to us with people. Sometimes it's in our reflections that we realize the true value of it. Today, Sai Kalama continues to pass it on, share the wisdom even of Dad, which came from the Lord, now sharing with you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
In 1990, he had a moment with his dad, and as he spoke with his dad, or his dad was speaking to him, dad gave him words of wisdom that were going to percolate over the course of time, and as he heard it, at a certain point, he realized what was actually being said. I'm talking about Sai Kalama. He's in studio with me today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thank you for joining us today. This is a blessed moment. Find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Sai, we were talking. Dad gives you a word. He tells you to listen. You just got hired by the state as a counselor there at the prison. And he told you about listening because all the opala, underneath that, there's...
The gem, the answers, the pain... Lift, let them release, let them speak, and underneath there'll be a peace and an answer for them.
What else happened?
Well, as it was, like I said, never heard our dad say, I love you, those three words, which I wanted to hear so much, so long. And I'm at age 40 now. I just got hired by the state to help start a drug and alcohol treatment program in prison. And I'm excited. I'm also nervous and anxious. But I know it was God's calling. So I relied more on him. But my dad, his final words to me before he passed 2 days later, which I had no idea that was going to happen. God knew. And maybe he even knew. But he looked into the window after he got out and he had his finger... a soft finger. And he just pointed to me. He said, slowly, you are the apple of my eye. And he looked at me after that, and I looked at him, and I was a little, I didn't understand what he was saying. I wanted to hear, I love you, boy. I didn't understand, but he used those words, you are the apple of my eye. Then he just slowly walked in his gate and went up into the house, and I was a little upset because I didn't understand what he said. And then I was also on the worship team for Kailua Community Church, and most of the time I sang the lead, and I was singing the song that had those words in there, and it hit me that that was scripture. You know, God said that. It was, and I've seen it in Proverbs, and I've seen it, you are the apple of my eye. So, yeah, I could have gotten the I love you from my dad, but he gave me a greater love, told me in a greater way. It was like God was speaking through him, adding him to these words to tell me how much, not only how much my God, my dad loved me, but how God loved me. Because I was still going through some transition coming out of alcohol, drugs, crime. You know, making that decision to turn my life around. And not knowing what God had planned ahead. So Here I am now, still in, I'm doing life. 24 years, 5 months now, working in...
How did you become a Christian?
I was, I cleaned up. When I say cleaned up, I call it using, boozing, and cruising. I stopped using drugs, I stopped drinking August 19th, 1986 was my first clean and sober day. But I was still involved in lying, manipulating, you know, clean and sober, still doing things that I shouldn't be doing. But I wasn't under the influence of any chemical. So I got the job with the state, and I started, and it was 1986, 89 I got the job. 1990, we opened the doors, March 27th, and soon after that, I was, you know, me with the chapel, and started going to Word of Life. And Joel and Asai and Pastor Art and all of that, they really supported. They were coming into the facilities. A number of churches were coming in. So I started listening to the men and helping them while they were helping me to know the Word. I'd come to a higher power through AA and NA, but they were talking about the highest and greatest, the King. Mm. And I hadn't gotten saved yet. I just stopped. And then I was at a function, a men's breakfast, that Pastor Art in Word of Life. And it was there that I kind of like, well, maybe I'm not so bad, that God will save, help me too. Well, I didn't realize he was already doing it. But it wasn't until, so 86 I clean up. It was, again, back at Kailua Community Church, and I'm sitting in church, seventh row, third seat in, and Pastor Keith Newsom is giving the message, just gave the message about, you know, no matter how bad you were, what you did, because I still hadn't surrendered my life. I was just clean and sober, doing the 12 steps and doing AA, NA. And then he says, you know, there's somebody out here that you haven't given your life to the Lord yet. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and say this prayer with me. But so much, not so much with me, but picture the Lord and talk to him. And so he led us in his prayer, and I was doing my own quiet prayer. And then he said, now if you'd raise your hand. So I wouldn't raise my hand. He says, and if you're not okay raising your hand, then just open your heart. Raise your heart to the Lord. And right there, I just broke. Uncontrollable. I couldn't stop crying. And my wife grabbed my hand and said, you okay? I says, something's happening to me. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But I believe that's when I had a heart transplant. And that's when it began. So that was 1992. February 14th, I became his Valentine. And he became mine. Mm-hmm. So it's been 22 years and 3 months tomorrow. So
you have had a parallel along the way. Your life interest, not only now coming to know the Lord, but where was canoe paddling while all this was going on?
I was still paddling. Exercise, coaching. I like coaching. I like coaching new people. I tell them it's the lifeblood of the club, is when a new person comes and they enjoy it, they're going to get somebody, you know, similar to church, right?
Yes.
So I love working with the brand new people. Don't have to break bad habits, just kind of get them all in. So I enjoy doing that. So when I became a head coach at Kailua in 1999, we won the state championship. And then 2000, when we lost by 1 point to Hawaiian Canoe Club, Maui, and then they reigned for another 8 or 9 years, 1 point. And I just felt the Lord say to me, I didn't hear his voice, it's just something, it's like, it's time to move. And at that time, my wife was coaching soccer, and Pastor Wayne was playing soccer. And He wanted to talk. Because there were a lot of canoe paddlers at Good New Hope. And he wanted to start a ministry. And I remember him saying, and I still remember, you know, and that's how I think about it. He says, you know, paddling, it might be the only church that they ever come to. So it wasn't just a club. It's a ministry, and it's a church that somebody may not go to New Hope Oahu or Diamond Head, but they'll bring their paddle and they'll get in the canoe and go enjoy paddling. So it was an opportunity to reach paddlers. And we've had so many come through, just like church, come through and go on. But they have an experience, so it's an opportunity for us in the leadership team to reach out.
So New Hope Canoe Club has been an outreach vehicle for the church, where so people coming in, they don't have to be believers.
Oh, I have a story. There was one person that came. She came. She was she didn't tell me she was a believer, but she just liked coming over because it was a good fellowship. And that's it. It's got to be good fellowship. So one day she says, oh, Coach, I have somebody coming from the office. And is it okay if he paddles? Says, our door's open. Anybody. So he came. And then he says, about 2 weeks into coming, 3 days a week, 2 days, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, he comes and says, Coach, can I talk to you for a minute? I says, sure. And I says, I got to be honest with you. I says, what's the problem? Are you okay? I says, oh, yeah, I just love it. People are great and good way to work out and everything. But I don't go to your church. I said, no problem. You like coming here to paddle? He says, yeah, I keep coming. Well, truth is, I don't go to any church. I said, no problem. You like coming here to paddle? He says, yeah. Well, Coach, I got to be honest. I said, sure. He says, I'm an atheist. I said, right on. God loves atheists. And he just cracked up. What? He loves atheists. But what I noticed about him, every single day he came, we pray before we go out. To pray for protection, guidance, and strength. And we pray a prayer of thanksgiving when we come in. He never, ever not joined the circle. So whatever he was doing, holding hands while we prayed. So when I did that, he just, wow. So it's okay? Of course it's okay. Come just as you are. It's a song. And he just, and now he's coaching in Pearl Harbor with a group. So then along the way, he had asked a bunch of the older guys, hey, you guys have a men's group, yeah? Can I come and join? Sure. So that's how it happens.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Hey, it's a process. An atheist, someone searching. Maybe you're searching today. Maybe this is part of the process. Sai Kalama sharing his story, telling about even how this person came to the New Hope Canoe Club, and eventually came to know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
An atheist becomes a believer. That can happen, you know. But notice, hey, come. God loves atheists. God loves atheists. When we come back, we'll talk more about how the Canoe Club, New Hope Canoe Club, and how it started, how it's grown, what the vision is for the future, and how God is using a man like Sai Kalama, the head coach, to direct this ministry in the way of the Lord in a redemptive way that will bring hope to more and more people. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
There are
guests.
Those moments of life where they become galvanizing points. They're catalytic experiences. Maybe you get sick. Maybe you have a stroke. Maybe something changes dramatically. It could be a financial calamity that takes place or a relational change that just shocks you completely. And suddenly the outlook on life that you have becomes a lot clearer. There are things that matter more than they did before. And you begin to realize through your mortality that I don't have a whole lot of time left. So I better be more calculated. Instead of a buckshot approach, I better become a sharpshooter. Because I don't know how many times I can pull the trigger and still be around. Ever thought of things like that in your own life? Hey, this is the Good Life radio program. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm with Sai Kalama. Sai is the head coach of New Hope Canoe Club. And he's been sharing about life itself and how God has worked. Sai, what happened to you in 2012?
Well, in 2012, December 16, I'm sitting in the bleachers at one of my granddaughter's softball games. She's playing third base. I'm on the bleacher side of the third base line. My wife is there with a few other grandchildren. My son is a coach, and we're all in the bleachers, and then they get up to leave to go to the playground. My son goes back to the dugout to coach, and I'm sitting there alone in that small Aikahi Park in Kailua. And I feel something happening to my right side. And I know enough about strokes. I've had classmates and friends, and I know enough about strokes that I was having a stroke. And I just felt everything just on my right side. I just start to shut down from my leg all the way up to my right side of my face. And right there, I realized I'm having a stroke, and everybody's gone. Except my granddaughter was watching from the third base area. And I just started to pray. I said, Lord, oh, please, not now, not this way. Please restore me. I was not afraid of dying. My concern was that I'd be paralyzed and not be able to. So I just kept repeating that prayer, Lord, please, not now. Please restore me. Not this way. Please restore me. Just kept saying that over. And then, I don't know if you've seen this, but my left arm grabbed my right arm, and my thought was, something is stuck in my brain. There's a clot. And real, whatever, I started hitting my head with my, using my left arm to hit my head, to shake it loose. That was my thinking, saying that prayer over and over again. I kept doing that. And, but nobody noticed. It's like everything was blocked from anybody's view. I just kept hitting. And then eventually my left hand, I could feel on my arm. I could feel my left hand. And then I started feeling my head. And then the needles and the tingling started happening in my leg again. And then I started to, and I couldn't see out of my right eye. But then I started getting feelings, and I started rubbing. Mm-hmm. Rubbing my head with my arm, continuing to say the prayer. And then my vision started getting better. And when I finally looked out, and my granddaughter looked and, Papa, are you okay? You know, and I wanted to make like everything's all right. And I looked over, and my son was looking, Dad, I'm okay. And he kept continuing to say the prayer. And my wife had walked off already. She was going towards the playground. And then God answered my prayer. He brought me back. Now I had to stand up to see if I could walk, go down the bleachers. And I kept saying a prayer, And then I got up, slowly went down, and my vision came back good. And I held on the fence. And my granddaughter said, Papa, are you okay? I said, I'm okay. So then I started to walk. When I got to the area where my daughter-in-law was, I said, Papa, you don't look good. You don't look good. So I'm okay. So I'm trying to shake it off. But God had answered that prayer. Everything was working. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the playground. I was sitting down. And I said, okay, Lord, what was that? What was that about? You know, what was it about? Thank you for answering my prayer. But what was that about? Tell me. And over time, He started showing me what's important, what's not so important, what's very important. And it's about souls. He wants to save souls. So get specific and be more, not so passive with his, with the good news message. Just be aggressive, be more assertive. Time is not only my time, but the times. So anyway, I went home. And it was happening at 4:30, so 8:30 that night. I mean, I'm washing dishes. And I call my wife and says, Lee, I have to talk to you. So, oh, when I say something like that, you know, what's up? What's going on? I said, I think I had a stroke today. What? So this is 8:30 at night. So we get on the phone, call Kaiser, just get in here right now. So I went in and they ran all these tests, and you know, until 5:30 the next morning. I got there about 10:30, they hooked me up, and all that time, you know, they said, seems like everything's okay, but now you're on all this medication. And, you know, God decides when and what. But it's, again, at work, paddling, at home, you know, I'm coming. It's time. So I started really focusing on what's happening in Israel, Russia, all of these things, Egypt, Syria. I started really studying more prophecies and revelation to just help me to focus, like, and get the message out. So even in paddling, when we pray, it's more specific about where are you going? You know, I'll do something without being so offensive. But, you know, part of me says, it's time to offend, just to get them to realize we don't have a whole lot of time. You know, maybe in my lifetime, maybe not, but he's coming soon. You know, sooner than we think when we look at all what's happening. So,
indeed, those moments, they do have an effect. I think God works in people like that. It gets our attention. We realize we don't, not only don't we not have a lot of time, we're not in control.
Yeah.
And so today someone, Sai, is listening and they might feel like they're in control.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going well. Things couldn't be better. But nobody knows, not to be morbid, what tomorrow will hold or what tonight will hold. The reality of it is, though, we experience those times. And those times are also gifts from God. And you are a gift from God in sharing that, because maybe the thought, the idea, the reality will penetrate a listener. And I think from one standpoint, someone that is sitting on the fence and they need to remember what your dad would say, if you're going to go, go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit on the fence. Hey, if you're going to follow Christ, follow Christ. If you don't wait too long about accepting Jesus. It'd never be a better time than right now to accept Jesus. Somebody may look today and be listening. What would you say, Sai, from your point of view, your condition? What, we've got about 30 seconds before our next break. A word to somebody who's sitting on the fence. What would you say?
Surrender to win. Surrender to win, and Jesus is the answer. And don't be fooled or swayed or distracted by any of the, or deceived. Because he is the only way, the only truth in the life. So, and that's the message I'm carrying now.
Surrender to win. I love that. You want to win? You want to have a fulfilled life? You want to experience what it means to... When we talk about fulfilled, it's not a life of ease and no pain and just a life of luxury and pleasure. It's a life of peace and joy and fulfillment in the midst of even the difficulties of life.
Amen.
Surrender to win. And Sai Kalama says, do it now. Do it today. Don't wait. You might not know all the answers. We cannot give you all the answers, you know, because we don't know. We don't even know all the questions, much less the answers. But there is a clarity of the simplicity of faith in Jesus Christ. And putting our trust in Jesus, my dear friend, my brother, my sister, would you open your heart to Christ? Receive Him in? We hope so. We pray so. We'll be back.
During the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for good, not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11, those are words of God's prophet. Before you were born, before you were ever even conceived, the Lord knew you by name. Sai Kalama has experienced that kind of love, but it's also come in the midst of some of the deepest, scariest, and in some instances, most despairing moments of life. He's here to share with us. To find out more about this program, to get it in its entirety, and to find out about New Hope Canoe Club, you can find out more at enewhope.org, enewhope.org. And again, this program, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get the free podcast and share it with family and friends. Sai, you've gone through some really dark, desperate moments, and the Lord has delivered you through.
Amen.
Talk to us about what happened. Give us a glimpse.
Well, in all that darkness back then before coming to Christ, again with drugs, alcohol, and all of that sinful lifestyle, I attempted to take my life 3 times. And each time the Lord saved me and carried me through it. And I still cannot understand. Some I don't even realize how it happened. I just know that I attempted and he saved me. Why I relate to Danny's story when I first heard your testimony, I saw the pictures of the Pali and where you had fallen, 450 feet or so, and I saw the pictures, and God performed a miracle in your body, in your mind, and he's using you. And well, the Pali was one place I would go up to late at night and think and want to and desire to jump and end my life. That was one. And but then I attempted a couple of times in Oregon, Beaverton Freeway, overpass or Ross Island Bridge. And these are all dark times, and God carried me through those times. It wasn't until I had an experience in this. I never met him again. And I believe God does send messengers. I've had a number of messengers come. Mm-hmm. I believe I've been visited by angels. I really do. It's difficult to talk with people about that unless they have had an experience or they believe. Mm-hmm. But I definitely have had a number on this journey. And I remember this one waking up in this older man, white hair, beautiful, beautiful face. Maybe, I would say, 60s or so, sitting at the foot of my bed, all in white. And I opened my eyes and said, "Who are you?" And people, "Well, that was just a dream," whatever it was. It got my attention. He got my attention. And he said that you must find your divine work, what you're called for. You must find what God has planned for you to do. Otherwise, you will die. And I wasn't saved. But I was on a quest. Because I had that that experience, and I passed out again. And I came to, and it stayed with me. So I think that's when I made a decision. I've got to stay clean and sober. I've got to go after this. And I got involved in different spiritual New Age things and Buddhism and all this other stuff and just searching. But it wasn't until I came to Christ that all of this started to make sense. My journey from age 5, actually. Mm-hmm. And I could understand all of this. There's a generational curse that's in the family. I've heard about, talked about. And it hit me one time how the sin goes through generation to generation until somebody says, Joshua, you know, for me and my house, this will be different. So that became a life verse for me, too. And that just had me put on a warrior to save my descendants, mm-hmm. you know, and just do something different to show nephews and nieces that, you know, Jesus is real. And if uncle can change and turn around, maybe my dad, my uncle, my friend's dad. So one story about I went when we started the program, the other supervisors, so how many guys should we start the program with? And right out of this, like that, we're sitting there having a brainstorm meeting. I said, Jesus started with 12. What? I said, Jesus started with 12? Let's start with 12. So the state assigned 4 men to us. We had to interview for the other 8. So we interviewed 96 men to get the other 8. And I remember going to Halava. So I'm here to see so-and-so. Well, who do you want? The grandson, the father, or the grandfather? I said, what? That's when I realized it's family disease, the generational spirit of sin. I said, what? Yeah, you're all here. Same module. Who do you want? I sat back and said, gosh, this is terrible. And they're all Hawaiian, right? So even more personal. And again, I'm not saved, right? But so the grandson, they give him the name, what's a grandson? It's okay. But then I realized how many families. I don't believe there's anyone out here that's not connected to somebody inside. Mm-hmm. So we're all affected, you know. So that really compelled me to really, you know, work harder at trying to do my part.
This is an integral calling that you have.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you are in position in the various aspects of your life that the Lord has placed you. There's a clarity of who you are and what you do through all that you've been through. I think it's quite marvelous how God, in His grace, gives us that clarity at certain points of our lives. Many times we're just living, and experiences come. We don't have much time to reflect. Sometimes our moments of sickness or those shocking moments jolt us into reflection. Amen. And it's in those moments of reflection that the Lord begins to speak to our spirit. And our spirit becomes refreshed, renewed. We begin to be more cognizant of things. As you look ahead, and as we consider our dear listener right now, who may be in a point of transition, may be in a point of need, may be in a point of great challenge, and not knowing even what to do next, or someone who is sort of at ease and coasting, sort of riding a smooth wave, like a canoe that just caught a wave and is riding into shore. With all of that, what would you say as a parting shot to someone right now?
There is somebody waiting for you that will listen. Everybody has somebody. God provides where He guides, provides. So if you're searching, there is somebody that you know and that is just waiting for you to sit and just to listen and seek that somebody out if you're lost.
Wouldn't you say, Sai, sometimes that person that God sends to listen might not look like how you would want to talk to somebody but that's God's person.
Amen.
She or he may be abrasive, but will listen. Or may be quiet, and you wouldn't even think they understand, but they will listen.
Be open, because that person will touch you in a certain way that you know that there's something different about this person. And that's the one.
And you know, along those lines, when we open up to someone because God brought them, that's a part of our surrender.
Yes.
Because we're not choosing who I'm going to talk to. If God sends, whoever God sends, I'm going to open up to.
Amen. Amen.
And you've seen the Lord bring people into your life. You have been that person to so many others. Si, I just want to take this moment to thank you for coming in. Like I said at the beginning, I've waited a long time to have Si Kalama in studio with us today. A prayer of blessing for our dear listener right now. So could you pray? We've got about a minute or so left.
I will pray a mele. And it's the Lord's Prayer in a way.
Yes.
Our Father, holy is your name. Your kingdom come on earth as in heaven. Our Father, reveal yourself to us. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today what we need to live. And forgive us our sins as we forgive. And keep us safe. Abba, Father, holy is your name. God bless you all. And please seek him. He's just waiting for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Si Kalama, a big mahalo to you. The generosity and the sweetness of your spirit, the love of God emanates from you, dear brother. And as you've listened today to Si and his story from a big heart of love for you and for the Lord, I hope that you've been encouraged by his inspirational words. Si Kalama, enewhope.org, is that how we connect even with the
newhopecanoeclub.com?
There you go, New Hope.
And we have a lot of pictures on there now.
newhopecanoeclub.com. Hey, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus, like Si just did. Share with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a presentation for you there. Click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Romans 12:12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Si Kalama. Visit newhopecanoeclub.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.